brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Michael Rivera is our guest. We're scheduled in about 30 minutes to have William Rodriguez on, one of the heroes of 9/11 who saved a lot of people. He just spoke to a big crowd, and there were some of the family members of one of the flight attendants on Flight 77 that supposedly hit the Pentagon. And they had some interesting comments, and we have some audio of that. We got 3 minutes. I don't know how much of it will air, but Willie's coming up, a good friend of the show. Let's... Now, Michael Rivera, finishing up your comments on the Ministry of Defense report on the heels of the implosion of their morale, which I'm glad you brought that up. That's very important. The Ministry of Defense report with the flash mobs and the brain chips and, oh, there's going to be no middle class, so they're going to rebel. I mean, it sounds like we wrote that article because they're admitting that they're losing control.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is unfortunate. Well, this actually gets back to that comment I made one of our previous shows, that the fastest way to end a dictatorship is to force them to act like one. And as both the British and American governments continue to see themselves losing control over the populations, we're going to see more and more attempts to impose draconian controls over us in an attempt to retain their power and wealth and position. And I think given the degree of education of the American people, certainly because of radio shows like yours, these actions are going to trigger exactly the opposite response. And again, this gets back to the idea that a lot of the people in charge of these government operations are still thinking in Cold War terms. You know, back 20, 30 years ago, Britain's manipulation of the propaganda regarding the seizure of their sailors would have worked. The public would have bought it, that Iran treated them badly, that they were tortured, that they were abused, and therefore Iran was really bad. But because of the global reach and flow of information outside of government and main corporate control, they weren't able to pull that off, and this really did blow up in their faces. So getting to that Ministry of Defense report that you refer to, yes, it's describing a scenario where Britain will impose by force control upon the people to make sure that government policy is implemented without fear of rejection by the or opposition by the people. And that is a dictatorship by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, we have more than breached their monopoly of information. And I think they're beginning to realize that if the elite would have just been happy with what they had or slowly grown their empire, they could have won. But like every other control freak mass in history, they got too confident, they got on power trips, and now it doesn't look good.
No. If anything, hubris is what is going to bring them down, because the more they get, the more they want. And I guess it is something, an aspect of the sickness of greed, that people who have got more than they could ever really need to live on, they start seeing money not as a necessity for life, but simply as a way of keeping score and playing the game. And eventually they lose sight of the fact that what they're really playing with isn't money, but other people's lives, and people will resent that. And I do think that they've overreached. I think the American people are definitely waking up to the fact that their government is not in service to the people, but is in service to large amounts of money. We saw Nancy Pelosi traveling through the Mideast, running errands for Israel when she's supposed to be here in the United States taking care of business. We're seeing Hillary Clinton is urging the Polish government to restore confiscated Jewish property from World War II, when she is paid to be taking care of the people of New York. So we're seeing this, you know, U.S. congressmen are basically the hired messengers for private commercial interests. And I think the American people are getting tired of that.
We will go directly to your calls. Seth, Tony, Tim, many others on the other side. The final segment with Michael Rivera. Then I've got a news blitz coming up. And then William Rodriguez will be joining us as well. The websites are InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's this year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Why did the first George Bush attack Iraq? Why did his son go into Iraq? Are we really fighting a war on terrorism? We'd like for you to know. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you been told why the world is more dangerous than ever? Communist China and Russia are arming. Both supply the military in South American countries. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I tell you, it's a stop I make about three times a day because he updates it about three times a day. It's whatreallyhappened.com. We have links to it today up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Michael Rivero is our guest for one more segment. Okay, let's get to your calls. And let's move quickly through here. Seth in Nebraska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. How you doing, Mr. Rivero?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. I just wonder if I could change subjects real quick. I tried calling in yesterday, Alex, when you were talking about the toll roads in Texas.
Yeah, we're talking about everything, and Mike covers every issue, too. It's, he's one of those guests that can talk about everything.
Okay, good. A few months ago, I was working at a office cleaning job, and I was at a Meritas brokerage firm, and I saw a major financial publication called The Bond Buyer. And there was two versions of it. So the Bond Buyer and then the Bond Buyer Texas edition. And in the Texas edition, it talked about TxDOT asking FedDOT for $1.5 billion loan so they can take our money to build the toll roads and hand it over to Centra. It said that in the article.
Well, you should have sent it to me, but we have the TxDOT documents. And again, a private Spanish/Australian company comes in. They spend around $100 million over 7-8 years by the entire legislature. I mean, they've got literally like 95% of them. And then they literally just hand everything over. Folks, this is so criminal. This would be like if Michael Rivero or Alex Jones or, you know, Sally Soccer Mom or Joe Sixpack went and paid, say, your mayor $5,000 to give you a city building worth $1 million. I mean, we're talking about tens of billions a year they'll make in Texas alone. They're taking all the existing major roads in Austin and publicly turning them into toll roads. And Mike Rivero, you want to comment on that?
Well, yes, I agree. This is a criminal situation because the government does not really own those roads. We, the people, own them because our taxes paid for them. They are the property of the people, not the government. And for the government to take these roads, which are built with taxpayer funds, then turn them over to private companies who will then start making more money off the same taxpayers who paid for those roads.
And then pay to upkeep them. And then pay to upkeep them. Oh, yeah. In fact, it's one step worse. It'd be like if I gave the mayor $5,000 to give me a $1 million building, and then he agreed to do $50,000 of upkeep each year for 50 years.
Yeah, Alex, just like you said, Texas is the linchpin of the entire nation. Without Texas, the North American Union cannot go through. And they're doing the same thing up here in Nebraska. I've seen the cameras go up everywhere and the legislation saying how, oh, the toll roads would be a economic boom for the state, and it's just a total joke.
Well, number one,
when they said that about the lotteries.
Oh, and now, Mike, I've seen it on your site, so I know you know about it. They're selling lotteries that take Michigan 800 plus mil a year profit. They're selling it for $1 billion. Now, in past similar sales, you know, they'd sell it for 5, 10, 15, 20 billion. You'd sell it for many multiples above what it makes a year. So, again, how are they getting away with this?
They're getting away with it because the people let it happen. The people in the states are looking at it and saying, well, you know, and a big part of it is, and I talk about this a lot on my own show, I think Americans are too conditioned by TV to sit and wait for a hero to come in to fix the things. We all grew up knowing that the Lone Ranger was going to ride in or Batman was going to come in and punch the bad guys and make everything all better. Or we're taught to just sit at home and pray for divine intervention. But none of that is coming. If we want the world to be a better place, we're going to have to do it. And it begins with getting right in the face of that government that makes their money off of our taxes and saying, this is how you're going to carry out your business.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, you're right. The founding fathers, they prayed for God to help them, but they went out and did it. I mean, they weren't... Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. These were the people who started our country basically said, okay, it's broken. We have to fix it. If we want there to be a heaven or hell here on earth, it's going to be up to us to make which one it will be. And they went out, and I know we're taught not to be confrontational. We're taught hate is bad, no matter, you know, if the person we're looking at deserves to be hated or the institution we're looking at deserves to be hated, we're taught hate is bad. But we're going to have to be confrontational because the government and corporations are stealing our country from us. We're going to have to take it back, and it's going to be a confrontation. There's no peaceful way to reverse the course that we're on right now. I wish it was otherwise. I don't like it. But, you know, if we want these things to stop, we all have to make it stop. Not just Alex Jones, not just Mike Rivero. Batman's not coming. You know, Superman is off making movies. We, the people, are going to have to change it.
Well, no, I totally agree with you, and that was so important what you said. I was almost speechless earlier when I busted in. I wanted to say that people call me every day and literally say you're a superhero. They call me and say, oh, we're glad you're doing it. We're glad you and others are out there. Hey, folks. I'm facing a whole army here. I'm not Superman. I'm not Batman. And I'm just an average person. And let me tell you, folks, it's going to get a lot worse if you don't get involved. In fact, I think people are starting to get involved. But if they knew how bad it's really going to get, I think you'd see a lot more involved, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's still a degree of denial because everyone grew up with this image of America that we were all taught in the state-sponsored schools. We don't want to surrender that because it's actually become part of our identity. But it really is happening, and it's going to get worse until the people stop it from getting worse. There's no reason for the government to stop abusing us and taking our money. This whole global warming thing is just another device to get everybody to accept global governments, to make do with less so the government can have more, to surrender more taxes for carbon offsets. It's all about creating a new crisis with which to manipulate the people and take the money, and it's going to keep getting worse and worse until the people say, stop, we've had enough, we want our freedoms back, we want our lives back, we want our money back, and, you know, we're willing to do what's necessary to halt this slide into dictatorship.
But, again, they're going to act like dictators and do it regardless. So we need to marshal our forces, grow our numbers now, knowing the bigger battle. And like Mike said, It's probably gonna end up with dead cops all over the streets and troops. I mean, it's just gonna happen, and they're gonna have to get their clocks clean, you know, to learn a lesson, and they're gonna have to find out their black ski masks don't scare us, and they can get some of us, they can't get us all. I'd rather the cops and military wake up and join us.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. I keep hoping that the U.S. government is basically going to go the way the USSR did, where it simply reaches a point of rot and corruption that it simply collapses on its own ruin and there's a minimum of bloodshed. I really do hope for that, but I just don't see the American people putting up with this stuff for very much longer.
I mean, have you heard about the Texas scandal where they literally just have mass rape rooms at every major facility?
And I heard about that.
And the governor's... And the governor's blocked doing anything. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and Alberto Gonzalez, I think, was connected to that one already.
Oh, yeah, covering it up for years, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think this is sort of the younger Bush's version of the Franklin scandal, which affected the elder Bush's time in the White House. And you begin to wonder if our leaders are acting the way they do because they really do have some serious personality problems. And this gets back to that old saying that the problem with power is that it's going to attract the very people who shouldn't have it.
That's it. That's exactly what the Founding Fathers said. Let's go to Tony in Las Vegas, Nevada. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thank you, Alex and Michael. It's an honor to speak with both of you. God bless you for what you're doing. I just real quickly have a couple of friends of our family who work in a very powerful senator from the state of Nevada's state offices here, and they told us about a week and a half ago that Blair and Bush were going to use the hostages, so-called detainees, whatever, 15 British sailors that have been picked up as a reason. They were trying to use it as a reason to hit by Good Friday Iran, and then they said that was the primary reason, though there's many reasons. Well, on Wednesday of last week, anyway, Blair came out and said 48 hours, we're going to take it up another notch. But they said that was the primary reason for Pelosi's trip to Israel, to Syria, to get Syria to put pressure on Iran to release those hostages before Good Friday. And that's exactly what happened. I was just wondering if any of your sources state she was there for multiple reasons, but to use pressure from Israel and
we heard that from a lot of different quarters and a lot of different sources, and Italian and Russian newspapers reported that a week before all of that even broke. Michael Rivero, comments?
Well, my comment about that is because Bush wanted to use the Iran sailor situation as a pretext for war, I'm not sure I would buy this idea that Pelosi was sent in there to pressure Syria to get Iran to release.
Yeah, because Israel wants war, and she's bought and paid for by AIPAC.
Yeah, and Bush wants the war, so for both those reasons, and certainly Pelosi is a Bush supporter. She's kept impeachment out of the Congress.
Yeah, let me just say, most of these staffers you're going to find, even at a senatorial level, know which lobbyists they work for and what bills to write. Most of them aren't that wide. They don't have general widespread knowledge. Most of them have specific, limited, detailed knowledge, whereas Mike Rivero and myself, we go for wide-spectrum analysis. Correct, Mike?
Yes, absolutely. We're trying to maintain the overview.
That's why I wanted to ask your guys' opinion on that, because I was just curious and wondering what y'all had heard. And we've got to get behind Ron Paul, and I would call just every program you can and try to get in there and pretend to say something else, and as soon as you get in, push Ron Paul, because they're fearful. That's why they're trying to get Fred Thompson, or if we even can get to another election, which we need to pray about, because like you guys, I feel the breath of the New World Order on the back of my neck. I don't even think they want to get it to another election, but that's why they're moving the primaries in all the major states to the forefront, because they don't want you, to, like a Ron Paul, to be able to get his voice out.
Oh, there's no doubt that move to California with the primaries is meant to block out third party or dark horse or populist upstarts. Mike, comment on that?
Yeah, absolutely. With the massive exposure of vote fraud that we're seeing, they're having to go to other methods to try and lock out the non-approved candidates. I think this last November sent a real strong message that the American people, if they do decide to vote with one voice and one purpose, that they can, in fact, overcome the vote fraud. So they're basically trying to reshape the electoral process where the only possible choices are already pre-approved by the corporate and various other foreign interests. And it is definitely an attempt to lock out third parties.
All right. You know what? I appreciate your call. Mike, stay with us 5 more minutes. I want to come back and jam in 2 or 3 more calls on the other side. Mike Rivera is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
John?
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
Can survive.
All right, welcome back. All right, let's go through a bunch of your calls with Michael Rivero quickly. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Mike, nice to talk to you, too.
Thank you.
I just want to mention, actually saw William Rodriguez this weekend. What a great man. I just wanted to mention that. I urge anybody in the Michigan area to go to a2planet.com. You know, like you said, Alex, this isn't a cool club. This is really a race against time. And, you know, people have lost their jobs speaking out against the new world order.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Defeat the New World Order is on MySpace right now. If you go to that, you know, Rupert Murdoch's MySpace, we know all about that. Meetup.org's coming soon. I'm also giving away DVDs, Terror Storm, Freedom to Fascism. Just contact me at defeattheNWO@myway.com. I got DVDs given away for free. And I'm also using marketing experience to send out 9/11 inside job flyers and mass mailers all around the Michigan area. So
good job. Good to hear from you. Keep it up. You know, that's the exciting thing, Michael Rivero, is the grassroots has been unleashed.
Absolutely. That is the whole point of all of this, is to get everybody talking. And the more you talk, the more you give other people courage to talk.
Tony in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to talk to you gentlemen, and it's an honor for the millions and listeners to be listening to what I'm going to say. I have a message of hope. Now, we are in desperate times, but I have a message of hope. I'm from Mississippi. Yes, country folks can survive by God's grace. And as long as you're doing what God has put in your heart to do, then you ain't going to, you've won the day. As long as you walk in the path that God has prepared for you, nothing can deter you. Now, whether you wake up on, whether it's Ruby Ridge, Waco, 9/11, or the coming atrocities that they have in store for us, ladies and gentlemen, Alex, Mr. Rivera, God is going to bless our endeavors. It's time, you know, and I just want to kind of reiterate some great things, you know, but this is a wonderful thing. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking about this. There's people all over the country right now at this moment who are being drawn by the truth. And it's time for us to stand up and get in their face and say, look, now this is about freedom and this is about tyranny. What are you going to choose today? As for me and my house, you know, we choose to follow the Lord. And the Lord has blessed us. I think all of us right now in this moment has blessed us with the ability to see the truth.
I hear you, my friend, and it is a blessing to know the truth, and I appreciate your call. Let's now go to George in Florida. George, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
You bet.
Yeah, even though I'm a previous caller, I am a Teamster truck driver.
Oh, there's that big, in fact, I should have talked about that more. Tell folks about the big protest that's coming up.
Yes, we're supposed to be surrounding the state legislatures, the big truck strike. And the thing is, I talk to people in my local, and they're pretty interested in Ron Paul. And it's not so much getting the national leadership aboard Ron Paul, it's going by local. And I talked to my brother, he's a UAW, and he just found out UAW just sold out all its members to globalism. And for those union members, some of those big union bosses are on the same payroll as the politicians in the New World Order crowd.
Well, that's the problem. The elite only has to buy up the central players. That's why we have to reverse it, take control of the grassroots. Michael Rivero?
Yeah, absolutely. The problem with you know, getting everybody collected into one group with a leader is that leader is very easy to corrupt, and the corruptors certainly have enough money and influence to do that. And ultimately, you know, grassroots, you know, numerous, many, many small people operating independently to achieve a cause are going to be much more effective. That's why I'm so glad that there are so many blogs today. When I started this 14 years ago, I was one of a handful, and things were very, very dangerous, and now there are thousands and thousands of blogs getting the truth out, and that is wonderful because, you know, they can't buy us all off, they can't threaten us all off. The truth is getting out there, and that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely. Michael Rivero and to all the callers, thanks for calling in, callers. Mike, thanks for coming on. I look forward to having you on for your monthly visit coming up next month.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Alex.
God bless you, my friend. There goes Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. My websites are InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and JonesReport.com. William Rodriguez is our guest coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We are carrying a 5-camera shoot production of the presentation that William Rodriguez gave last June in Los Angeles, and it brought so many people to tears. We all pretty much unanimously agree, I know Charlie Sheen and myself, that it was the most powerful presentation that was given. Of course, I got second place, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't really matter. But the point is that it's extremely powerful, and we got a couple hundred copies of these, and those are going fast. And William produced this himself. It's very well done. And our two cameras, and he had three cameras there. And he did a great job, and he lays, you know, he goes through 9/11, he goes through the tragedy, he goes through how he saved the people, and then how the cover-up's taking place, and how they try to use him, and it's a very poignant, important, well-done piece. We carry it, $15 at Infowars.com. It's called What Really Happened by William Rodriguez, What Really Happened on 9/11 by William Rodriguez, available at Infowars.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-8255. 3139. And while you're on the site or calling the toll-free number, be sure and get American Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. Be sure and get my new film, Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, and peruse all the discounts and specials that we are offering. We got inside job bumper stickers, T-shirts, baseball caps. Again, Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, going to William Rodriguez. Now, this morning I talked to him, and he'd just gotten back from his trip from New York to Michigan, and he'd been there defending Kevin Barrett, the professor who they've been calling for him to be fired, for him not to be able to give speeches, for him to have his, you know, I mean, it's horrible. You know what they do. I need to be put in a camp. Charlie Sheen needs to lose his job. Mark Cuban needs to go to prison. I need to die. Rosie needs to be hung by the neck until she dies. All of this is going on, and we're sick of it. We're tired of it. And they love to use the first responders, the heroes like Willie Rodriguez. They love to do all of this, and they love to sit up there and use them and use their heroism to appropriate it under their own agendas, and we're sick of it. The majority of the families believe it's an inside job. Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims group, has told you that on air. Many others have come on air. The majority of police and firemen, the vast majority I talked to in New York, know there's a cover-up. Okay, so the New World Order is sitting on top of a keg of dynamite here, a keg of TNT, and let me tell you, there's fuses all over the place, and those fuses are already lit, folks. The question is, will that keg of TNT go off and blow us to bits, or are we going to get in position where this doesn't hurt us? And now is the time to act. So William Rodriguez joins us. He also spoke to some of the family of one of the people on Flight 77, and he did a really professional job, but I didn't talk to him after this morning. He sent me this video clip he put together of a slideshow, so it made more sense to just cut out the questions that we're asking, you know, insert them ourselves to make it have more brevity. But I was unable to get that in time, so William's going to do it. William Rodriguez, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, like always, to be on your show, and a lot of things are happening here in the Tri-State area as well. The presentation this weekend was amazing. We have close to 300 people, full venue.
Tell folks about that. Where you went, why you went, what happened?
Ann Arbor, of course, the site of Michigan State University, and what we were trying to do was I heard and read on one of the bloggers that Kevin Barrett was attacked by one of the survivors of the World Trade Center. And when I read the whole story, it just started to clarify the sense of why the attack was happening. It was brought in, this person, by the Youth Republican Union from his university while he was away. He wasn't even at the university. He was doing a speech, a conference somewhere in another state. And they just kind of put this together because they knew he wasn't going to be there to debate this guy. And what basically this guy is doing is he's going on a speaking tour, you know, promoting a book. And he's a survivor from the 50-something floor. And basically attacked Mr. Barrett directly. And what we have here was an attempt by this organization to discredit this man. But again, you know, you're going to have, of course, victims that do not agree with what we're doing, but the majority agree with what we are trying to do, to look for the search for the truth. And so I got so angry that I said, well, how come they never call me, this group? And, of course, because they wanted to attack Mr. Barrett. So I said, no, I'm going to take it upon myself to go over there and try to do something. And little do we know is that so many people were so upset that they started to call for the possibility of an argumentation and debate forum. And they brought Mr. Kevin from UL Laboratory and Kevin Ryan. And they put together this debate and invited the Youth Republican Party. They invited all the groups that supposedly attack us constantly, and they didn't show up. We had an empty seat, and what happened was that Mr. Barrett and Mr. Kevin Ryan had to do the debate themselves. And it was funny because just to see Mr. Kevin Ryan playing the devil's advocate made it more of an interesting event for the day. After that, I spoke, and little did I know that in the front of the audience, sitting in the front seat, was a family from the Flight 177, the plane that hit the South Tower. And they were totally moved by the presentation, and the support was overwhelmingly positive. And that's what we came to experience this weekend. And eventually we are going back to give support to the group, then this new group in Ann Arbor, to do other kind of presentations as well. They did a wonderful, they were so organized, and I was so proud to be there.
Now tell us specifically about who this family is, who this woman and man are that you then talked to, and who they had that was family on Flight 77.
Well, this is John and Bev Titus. They lost their daughter. Her daughter was Alicia Titus. And if you play the clip, you could hear the first question that I ask is, can you please tell us, what do you think of William Rodriguez's presentation? And this is what they said.
Okay, network, go ahead and play that and then leave William's audio up, because he's going to speak and ask the question, so it's more condensed, so it makes sense.
Leave it running.
Yeah, just leave it running. Here it is.
I thought he did an incredible job of telling the facts, giving us some insight from the inside of the towers, portraying it in such a strong and powerful emotional way that and with the evidence to back it up, that it was beyond credible. It was incredible, and it was it's something that we've been looking for the answers for a long time, and to hear people that were there that knew what was going on helps us to in some of the in our grieving.
Who do you lose on 9/11?
Alicia was killed on the second plane that hit the South Tower. So we've been dealing with our own grief, and we felt Mr. Rodriguez's pain as well, and we know that he's dealing with some of the same issues that we are.
Yeah, let me ask you the question everybody have in their minds. As an affected family member of 9/11, do you support us and Mr. Rodriguez's search for the truth on what we're trying to bring out for the families?
Absolutely. That'll be our lifelong quest, is to try to find the truth of September 11th and what's really the real story behind it, because we know that what we've been given is only a glimpse of it and distortions of it, and that my daughter deserves better than that.
Where was your daughter on 9/11?
She was a flight attendant on Flight 175. I feel 5 years later that it's still very difficult for me to wrap my mind around that Alicia was killed, and that there are still no answers to so many questions that we have, and we've not been given the truth, and that we're going to continue to search and support people that are out there asking the same kinds of questions and demanding the truth.
Yeah, for us, it's a loss that will never end. I mean, it's each day we feel the pain and the sadness from the loss of our daughter, who is very important in our lives. And we have moments where we can feel joy, but the pain is always there. It follows you around, the sadness. In our family, we feel it whenever we have family get-togethers, and family is very, very important to us.
We ask them how they feel 5 years after, and this is what they answer.
Alicia, she was like a best friend as well as a daughter, and I know her and Bev were. She used to call her almost every day and tell her about what was going on in her life. I mean, it was even though she traveled all over the world, she was very, very connected with us, and still is, but the loss is great.
And the last words after the interview was this one.
We want to thank Mr. Rodriguez for all he's doing to bring out the truth, because it's very important to us.
Wow, that is amazing. In fact, I think we might just at the end of the show, in the last 5 minutes, re-air that with just you at the first, William, asking the three or four questions up front and then just playing it there, because that is so amazing. Another family going public, another family who's been doing their own investigation, but went and heard your talk, and then, you know, finally went public here. Obviously, you've got that video. Are you going to be encoding that and putting it?
And I will place it on my website in a day or two. The interview is really long. We're just going to put the one that you just played.
Sure. What website is that? That's your.
It's 911keymaster.com or william911.com. That's easier to remember. William911.com.
William911.com. And, of course, we've got links right now up on Infowars.com to your main site there.
Basically, what we're going to do, we're going to re-edit everything. Actually, I did a long interview because I'm going to many, many of the families and recording them on their views, and also to support me on some of the things. I'm putting my gloves on. I'm fighting a lot of the people out there that are attacking us, and I'm putting together the support from the families. And what you will see is one of the future release of the of another video that we are putting together that, of course, we're going to make available to you.
You know, I love the way you put that, though. You say, I'm putting the gloves on, meaning you're getting in the ring with them. But I guess in Texas we say we're taking the gloves off. But bottom line, William Rodriguez is taking the gloves off.
Correct. And what we have here, I'm fighting back, and I'm fighting with all the strength that I can to expose these people, people that supported us in the beginning as well and then attack us. I'm just going and just protecting what we're trying to do here. And what we have here also is a full, I want to talk about so many things, but they're confidential, and they're not, still, we cannot put it out there, but you know what I'm talking about, Alex, and a lot of developments are happening as we speak right now. This week is going to be amazing, and hopefully we will have wonderful news for the movement this week.
So it looks like that's on for this week then?
Hopefully, yes.
If not next week, or?
Well, you know, it's some mixed communications of what we're doing, but hopefully something will happen this week.
Well, if I know this individual, we're going to see something sooner rather than later, because they just can't, you know, I mean, they're like us. They want to charge in.
Yes, correct. But the other thing is, like I said, I've seen a lot of activism. Tomorrow here in New Jersey, in the Journal Square area of Jersey City, there's going to be a huge rally for the truth. It's going to go through three different stations from the Port Authority, and they are going to demonstrate there. So it starts at 1 o'clock in Journal Square, then they're going to go at 3 o'clock to Grove Street, and they're going to finish in an area called Exchange Place. This is all three places from the PATH station that belongs to the Port Authority of New York, and they are going to demand the truth to be told.
So that's the big train that goes out of New Jersey into New York.
Right. Oh, yes, that's exactly the same one, yes.
Been on that many times. Now, William, I mean, obviously, this is why you're doing the interviews with victims, but you didn't even know they'd be there. But that is really a good idea to counter these neocons, is to make a whole film just with victims like yourself and also heroes saying, we know it's an inside job, we know it's an inside job, we know it's an inside job. But then I guess the Fox News and others will still just ignore that, but at least we can get it out to the people going, look, you know, the victims don't believe the official story. They know it's an inside job, many of them, because, I mean, we talked about this last time you were on. It makes me sick at my stomach watching the very killers use those they killed and their families to make themselves look like heroes. But it's got to feel good to you now to see people fighting back like this family. And again, it's Joan, Titus, and what's the husband's name?
The wife is Beverly, Beth.
Okay, Beverly. Go ahead and dig it out. It's okay.
John and Bev.
John and Bev. Okay, John and Bev Titus. And right. And their daughter was...
By 177, that was the flight that hit the South Tower.
Alicia Titus, right?
Correct.
Okay, I've got it all written down in the other room, but of course I don't have my notes in front of me, sorry. But Alicia Titus, did you get their phone number, William? Because I'd love to get them on.
I have all the information, and not only that, we actually are going to put something big. We're talking about 400 families, so we are
putting together,
yes. And that's also some of the big news that we are putting on the Well, we cannot talk too much about it because, you know, the people on the powers that be will try to preempt whatever we are trying to do. That's why you have, I mean, I sent several emails to the people from O'Reilly, and this Bofo won't even have me on the show because he know that I will go face-to-face with him. And, you know, the first question that I will ask him, were you there? Were you there? How can you speak about something you have no experience whatsoever on what happened on that day? Very simple. And let's see what he responds.
Well, he's not stupid, you know. O'Reilly used to be anti-New World Order. We've got a bunch of clips of him from JFK to the Illuminati, and he really sold out. That makes him even worse.
You know, and the other thing, I mean, a news aside was that I just read an article that says professor who criticized Bush was added to terrorist no-fly list.
Oh, yeah, that's mainstream news, yeah. That's in a law journal, yeah.
Yes, it's incredible, but you know what? Welcome to my world. Remember, I'm a recognized personality and hero by both governments, and I have been put on the same no-fly list. I am on the no-fly list for more than 2 years. And it's funny because people don't understand it. Sometimes they stop me in the airport, put me in a room, and they ask me, we don't understand why you're on this list. People that recognize me from television. They say, how can they put you on this list? You're such a recognized person for what you did on 9/11. They say, well, yeah, there it goes. I talk against the administration and what they have done to eliminate the civil rights and how they have used 9/11 as an agenda for propaganda. And they put me right there. I'm probably on the top of the list.
And for those that don't know, they ransack your bags. Frankly, I'm on it, folks. They lose them every time if you're even able to get on the airplane. And then they put my family on the list, but I don't like to give them attention. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today. Did play it. I've got the raw audio file. We're going to post it. We'll post it with the questions that William did ask. We even had a little computer slideshow we put together so we'd know the questions. Really nice of him to do that. William, it's got to be encouraging, though, because Gandhi did say that first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And they are in the major attacking phase right now. And the truth is coming out, and time is on our side. Do you think they'll try to stage another 9/11 to smokescreen the fact that we're exposing them on the last attack they carried out?
As we get closer to the truth, that's exactly what's going to happen. It's their modus operandi, and they need to do that to basically bypass the attention of the world to something new. They need to keep people on their toes. And exactly what you said, they will need to stage something new. I believe that.
Now, you went down to Venezuela, and then just a few weeks after you guys were there and you talked to the head of the parliament and got your info to the president, he went public saying 9/11 is an inside job. You know, we here in the U.S., the majority believe there's a cover-up and the majority of that majority inside job. But overseas, you've been all over the world, from England, at least, to East Asia. What's going on? What percentage overseas know the truth?
99%. It's incredible. Everybody's just like, in the tour, for example, the last two tours that I have done, I probably received from the hundreds and hundreds of audiences that I presented the information, only two dissenting voices. And that's incredible. I mean, even by anybody's standards. And the dissenting voice was usually somebody from the control media. But from the audience, all I got was support.
Look, it's simple.
Yeah.
It's simple. The bad guys have taken over America, and the bad guys always, you can go on for a long time, but sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. And I think they've gone, in fact, I know they've gone too far. Do you think, though, they're still full of hubris and arrogance and bravado and you know, are still macho about this, William Rodriguez? Or do you think the elite's starting to figure out they're in trouble?
They know they're in trouble, but they still keeping their machismo stance because they think that nobody can take them out. But they have a surprise coming because once we start identifying people and whistleblowers, the problem with the United States that is that they effectively eliminated a whistleblower act. There is no way to protect anybody to come out publicly from the government and speak about crimes inside the administration. Because they are going to be victimized, and what you have here is a person that will not be able to publicly say anything for fear of losing 20 years or 25 years of working in the government, their pension, their family benefits. They are not going to do that.
But now the costs are so high, though, they're being forced to. William, it's always great to have you on. Thanks for spending time with us. And there may be some big news this week or next week, and you'll be the first to tell us about it, and we'll be here to let everybody know about what's going on because we're privy to the same info. And so we'll be talking to you very, very soon, my friend. His film, his presentation, available at InfoWars.com. William Rodriguez, What Really Happened on 9/11. Get it today. William, talk to you soon.
You got it. All the best. Bye-bye.
We're going to write an article about it and get your audio up, okay?
Got it.
Good job, my friend. God bless. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for taking action. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. More than...